Okay, Bumper Podcast, this is another laser lightning episode of the Bumper Podcast, and today, I gotta tell you, it's something inciting? That's not the word I wanted to say. I was trying to say exciting, but I got so excited that I actually said inciting, so this is so inciting that I can't even stand it. It's inciting excitement. That's where we are right now. So today, the excitement that has been incited is that there is a tree in our backyard. It's a giant tree. It is an oak tree. It has a sickness. It is dying. It is dropping branches everywhere. It thinks that it wants to sleep on my house. I do not want it to sleep on my house. The man is going to come with his tools. Maybe several men. I don't know. Maybe a truck. I don't know. Maybe a robot. I don't know. And the tree is going to be removed. Now, it's kind of sad to me because this is a tree that is big. It's probably three stories tall, about 35 feet or whatever. So it's been there a long time. It's been here a lot longer than I've been here. I've only been in this place 3 years or so. And this tree, it's been there. All right, it was maybe it was a little acorn. Is that what oaks? What oaks come from? Oak nut? Maybe it was granola. I don't know. A bird ate something, a seed flew over and then deposited the seed, and then the little sapling came up, and then the people said, oh, that would look nice in 30 years or 40 years or however. I don't know how old, 100 years. I don't know how old the tree is. It won't tell me. It's not polite for me to ask how old the tree is, but the tree is going to go away. And I told my children this, and they freaked out. Not because the tree was going, although one of them did, because he was like, change! I don't like change! And I was like, bro, relax. And he was just like, but they're gonna drop it on our house! And I was like, well, we're hoping they don't do that. Okay, that's kind of the goal, is to not drop the tree on the house. And then he was just like, but what about art? And he starts looking around the yard for things to freak out. Swing set! And I was like, the swing set's on the other side of the yard. It's not gonna hit that. And then his next one was like, what about socks? That's our dog, obviously. And I was just like, "What? Why are we worried about him?" And he couldn't really articulate what he was worried about, but he was kind of freaked out that the dog is going to be upset about it, maybe? You know, like, oh, that's the dog's tree! That's his best friend! He hangs out with him. Well, no, he's a dog. He's a dog. He's a smelly, smelly dog. We were putting some clothes away, my wife and I, this is a little transition, and I couldn't figure out whose clothes were whose. Whose clothes belonged to who? And I was just like, which one is this go to?